Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Polly.
Today, we're on our Discover unit, and we'll be looking at an interesting show called Auction Kings.
Okay, I've bought things at online auction, but I've never been to a real auction. Have you?
Actually, I've been to a few different auctions.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid. I grew up in a rural area, so a lot of farms around, and they would have these things called cattle auctions, where they would sell cows. So all these different farmers from all the towns would come together, and they would gather, and they would bid, and they would try to win these cows. And they all wanted, like, you know, the biggest, fattest, meatiest cow. And, of course, the auctioneer would speak really, really quickly, and it was actually quite exciting.
Right, it's a very fun experience. Okay, so now let's take a look at today's article and find out more.
Reading.
Auction King.
At an auction house, you never know how much an item will cost. And that's what makes going to an auction highly exciting. The intriguing show Auction Kings focuses on Gallery 63, just outside the city of Atlanta, and the people who run it. People with things to sell visit Paul Brown, who bought the auction house in 2005. Brown is always enthusiastic about rare items, but he knows that properly appraising antique items requires an expert eye. Some objects are true treasures, while others are worthless frauds. After getting a professional's opinion, the item goes on the auction block and then into the hands of the highest bidder. If an individual in the crowd sees something they wish to take home, he or she holds up a number card to make bids. The auctioneers call out prices and keep the audience excited. When the bidding cools off, the auctioneers count down, pound the gavel, and announce that the item is sold. The fun of it is, there's no telling how high the prices will go.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying, at an auction house, you never know how much an item will cost, and that's what makes going to an auction highly exciting. So an auction is a public meeting where land, buildings, or paintings, or anything you can name, really, are sold to the person who offers the most money for them.
Right, okay, auction, A-U-C-T-I-O-N, auction, 就是拍卖。那你要把什么东西拿去拍卖的话呢？我们可以说 put something up for auction. Put something up for auction.
For example, the promising artist's early paintings were put up for auction.
Okay, 那么如果我们要用动词来说拍卖的话呢，也是直接用这个字 auction 就可以了。For example, she's going to auction some old records her father left.
The article goes on to say,The intriguing show, Auction Kings, focuses on Gallery 63, just outside the city of Atlanta, and the people who run it.
Okay, if something is intriguing, it is very interesting, 而且它其实是比有趣还要强烈一点，有引人入胜的感觉。那么在注意文章后面 run 这个字，它在这边当然就不是跑步的意思咯，它的意思是 to organize or be in charge of, 所以呢就是经营、统筹或管理都可以用 run 这个字。例如我们可以说 run a company, run a restaurant, or run a country.
People with things to sell visit Paul Brown, who bought the auction house in 2005. Brown is always enthusiastic about rare items.If you are enthusiastic, it means feeling or showing a lot of interest and excitement about something. So when people bring in rare items, he's always very excited about that.
对，这个字很长 ，enthusiastic 就是热情的、狂热的。那我们通常可以用 be enthusiastic about something 来表达。So Brown is always enthusiastic about rare items. So if something is rare, it's not seen or found very often. For example, I am enthusiastic about buying rare records at online auction.
Me too. I actually went on eBay a little bit too much buying rare records. But it's a lot of fun too. Now the article says, but he knows that properly appraising antique items requires an expert eye. So this is something that people who buy and sell things at auction have to do. They have to appraise different items. To appraise means to officially judge how successful, effective,or in this case, valuable something is.
所以 appraise 这个字是估价。那我们要估什么东西的价钱呢？直接在 appraise 后面加上那一样东西就可以了。
And often what these antique hunters are looking for are, of course, antiques, or auction hunters, I should say. Antique furniture or jewelry is old and often very valuable.
对，在这边 antique 这个字 A-N-T-I-Q-U-E 在这一句它是当形容词，是指年代久远的意思。那么呢，它也可以直接当名词，就是古董，而且是可数的。 For example, I can say My grandfather is highly interested in collecting antiques, 就是收集古董。那么呢，我们后面还提到了正确估算这些古物的价钱呢 ，requires an expert eye. Expert, E-X-P-E-R-T, 当名词是专家，那么这边当形容词就是有内行的意思。所以呢，需要真正内行的专家来鉴赏和估价这一些古老的物品。
Some objects are true treasures, while others are worthless frauds. So some are worth a lot.Some are worthless. If something is worthless, it means it has no value, importance, or use. For example, the information was completely worthless to me. But in this case, we're talking about worthless as in worth no money, $0.
对 ,worth 呢当名词是价值。所以呢我们看到后面加了 L-E-S-S, less 这个字尾。Worthless, 结合在一起就是无价值的、无用的。那么呢不过我要再顺便补充另外一个字是 priceless, P-R-I-C-E-L-E-S-S 虽然后面也有 less 这个字尾表示没有什么东西不过在这里呢没有 price, 没有价钱不是无价哦不是没有价值哦它其实是无价的非常珍贵的意思因为已经无法用价格来衡量了 OK, 所以一定要记得区分 worthless 跟 priceless 的差别意思完全不一样哦
We also talked about these objects or items that they're trying to bid on as frauds. Someone or something that is not what it is claimed to be. That's what a fraud is.
看到这个是 fraud, F-R-A-U-D. 它是一个可数名词。如果是指人的话，就是指骗子。那在这边指东西，就是指假货、假的东西。
After getting a professional's opinion...The item goes on the auction block and then into the hands of the highest bidder. So they talk to a professional, or in other words, somebody who really knows what they're talking about. Then the item goes on what is called the auction block. The auction block is a platform from which an auctioneer sells.
对，这个是 auction block, 就是拍卖台。所以我们可以说 put something on the auction block.
And, of course, you couldn't have an auction without bidders. A bidder is someone who offers to pay a particular amount of money for something that is being sold. So the bidders will be like the audience at an auction. If they want to bid on something, they'll just raise their hand, and the auctioneer will point and recognize them.And if they win, they have to pay that amount of money.
Right. 好，那我们先学一下喊价出价的动词，其实就是前面 bid, B-I-D 这个字。所以呢，当然后面加了 er, bidder 也就是指出价的人、竞标者。所以呢，最后得标的人一定是出最高价格的人。那么英文的说法就是 the highest bidder, the highest bidder. For example, the antiques will be sold to the highest bidder.
Now, the article goes on to explain exactly how an auction works. If an individual in the crowd sees something they wish to take home, he or she holds up a number card to make bids. And we talk about individuals in the crowd. An individual is a person considered separately from the rest of the group or society that they live in. So you yourself watching at home, you are an individual. I'm an individual. Polly's an individual.
Yeah?
The world is made up of individuals. And if one individual wants to make a bid on something, they hold up a number card. Hold up means to raise something up to a high level where other people might be able to see it. So they have a card that has their own number on it. If they want something, they just hold it up, maybe around here, so the auctioneer says, ah, you there for $100.
对，好，那我们再回头看一下这个句子，又看到一次 bid 这个字。刚刚我们说过，它可以当动词出价，不过在这边的用法是 make bids， 所以我们可以猜测的出来，它在这里是一个名词，所以 make a bid 一样也是出价的意思。
What do bidders do? Of course, they make bids on the different things that are available.A bid is an offer to pay a particular price for something. For example, we've made a bid of nearly £400 million for the company. So that's an example of making a bid for something. Now, the auctioneers call out prices and keep the audience excited.
好，我们看到这个字 auctioneer 是拍卖商，记得它有两个 e auctioneer.And we also see the phrase call out. To call out means to say something loudly.
Now, when the bidding cools off, the auctioneer just count down, pound the gavel, and announce the item is sold.
对，好，我们这边又看到另外 bid 的另外一个变化是 bidding, B-I-D-D-I-N-G, 在这边是名词，那它比较是在指出价或喊价的这个过程，它是不可数的。
We also saw the phrase cool off, as in when the bidding cools off. That just means when the interest dies down in something, people are less interested in it, they don't really care about it anymore. So when we're talking about an auction, it's when people stop bidding that frequently. Maybe everybody wants it in the beginning, then just a few people, then maybe one or two, and finally we have a winner. When that happens, the auctioneer pounds the gavel.To pound just means to hit something very hard several times and make a lot of noise. So he has this kind of little hammer and he hits it down like this. He says, boom, 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 sold to the gentleman there for $300, $5, whatever the final price is.
Right, 好，那刚刚这个片语 cool off 其实就是指拍卖就整个气氛比较缓和平息下来。好，那么后面呢 pound 这个动词是敲打。另外 gavel, G-A-V-E-L, 是拍卖商或者法官能用的小木锤，所以最后我们会拍这个拍卖商会敲打这个小木锤的动作，就是叫 pound the gavel.
And lastly, of course, the auctioneer announces that the item is sold. Announce means to officially tell people about something, especially about a plan or a decision.
Announce, A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E, announce, 宣布。那么这边的句型用的就是 somebody announced that something, 后面直接加一个句子。Somebody announced that, 后面加句子。
For example, we could say, at the end of the meeting, the manager announced that an agreement had been reached.
Okay, 所以呢The article continues, the fun of it is there's no telling how high the prices will go. What does there's no telling mean?
Well, there's no telling is a phrase that means it is impossible to guess. We can't possibly guess or know how high the prices will go. There's no telling is our shortcut for you for today, so let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
What are you looking at?
You see that guy over there?
The one wearing a costume that looks like a purple banana with a huge mustache?
Yes. I don't know what he's doing, but it's funny.
That's my friend Rudolph.He's always unpredictable. There's no telling what he'll do.
So, what are you going to tell him?
There's no telling means it is impossible to guess.
I got it. There is no telling means 难以预料.
Yep. With my friend, there's no telling what he'll do next.
Well, he's not the only one.
What do you mean?
There's no telling what I'll do either. Woo.
There's no telling what anyone will do.
Yeah.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase, there's no telling. We never know exactly how high the prices will go. If you go to an auction, people kind of get worked up. They get very, very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a game in a way. And they're all trying to win the game. But, of course, they have to think really hard. Well, how much do I want to spend on this? How much is it actually worth? So you have to be smart if you're going to an auction, too. You can't just show up and say, well, I don't really know what I'm going to buy today, but I'm going to buy something. You need to have an idea of what you want and how much it is worth. Because if you pay more than it's worth and you want to sell it later, of course, you're going to lose money. So it's a lot of fun, but it also involves strategy and smarts as well. So it's kind of like a competition. All right, that brings us to the end of the article for today. But now it's time for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, the question for today's For You Chat is, what item will you bring to sell at an auction? And what's your starting price?
This is a tough question for me because the things that I have that are actually maybe worth some money are things that are very precious to me. Like I have some old baseball cards, for example. Those might be worth some money, but I wouldn't want to sell them, really.
Yeah, me too.
And the same with, like, my old records. I have some old vinyl records, CDs, of course, that could be worth some money. I wouldn't want to sell them either. But let's say, for example, I'm broke. I really need some money. The only way I can get some money is if I sell that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess my starting price would hopefully be quite high. I'm not sure. It depends on what that stuff is worth. But I would try to get as much as I could because it would really mean a lot to have to lose that stuff for me.
Right.
So I would want to get as much as humanly possible for those treasured possessions that I have. Now, what about you? What would you bring to an auction to sell?
I don't think I would like to bring anything to sell at an auction because, like you said, those things are so precious to me. So I would never want to sell it. But you mentioned that you have some vinyls. So what price would you want to?
Ooh, that's tough. Like, for the old, really rare ones, like the stuff from, like, the 70s and the 80s, like, some of them are probably worth, you know, a few hundred dollars. So I would try to get at least that amount of money for them. But it would take a lot for me to actually have to go to an auction and sell those things. I would have to be pretty broke and pretty desperate for money. I'm more of a guy that would want to go to an auction to buy rather than to sell. I would go buy some records there or buy some baseball cards or something like that. That would be a lot of fun. The selling, maybe not so much. Well, you guys can go ahead and discuss this amongst yourselves as well. What item would you bring to sell at an auction and what would your starting price be? Remember, if you start too high, you might scare away the bidders and you might end up with nothing. So again, it involves strategy.
Right.
Okay, that brings us to the end of today's program. Please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Polly.
Goodbye.
Auction King.
At an auction house, you never know how much an item will cost. And that's what makes going to an auction highly exciting. The intriguing show, Auction Kings, focuses on Gallery 63, just outside the city of Atlanta, and the people who run it. People with things to sell visit Paul Brown, who bought the auction house in 2005. Brown is always enthusiastic about rare items, but he knows that properly appraising antique items requires an expert eye. Some objects are true treasures, while others are worthless frauds. After getting a professional's opinion, the item goes on the auction block and then into the hands of the highest bidder. If an individual in the crowd sees something they wish to take home, he or she holds up a number card to make bids. The auctioneers call out prices and keep the audience excited. When the bidding cools off, the auctioneers count down, pound the gavel, and announce that the item is sold. The fun of it is, there's no telling how high the prices will go.
Vocabulary Review.
Auction. At an auction, people make money offers to get what they want. Antique. Antique furniture needs some repairs from time to time. Worthless. I was tricked by the salesman into buying some worthless goods. Bidder. Luke is the winning bidder of the old vase because he is willing to pay the most. Announce. The teacher announced in class the date of the final test.